Members of the nation's central bank are considering using monetary policy to fight inflation. But the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston is cautioning against overreaction to rising gas and food prices. He expressed that concern while speaking this morning before a real estate trade group, and WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was there.
If you feel like your income is staying the same, but your cost of living is going up, Angelo Paletti is right there with you. He's a trucker who voiced his frustration as he filled up his tractor trailer at more than $4 a gallon.
The rates on freight continue to drop, and the price of fuel keeps going up. It can't contain itself like this.
All Paletti can do is shake his head.
Just wish we would, somebody should figure this out.
Well, that somebody is not me, is essentially what the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston said this morning. Eric Rosengren addressed the issue of high fuel prices, speaking to a real estate trade group.
If you want to target oil prices, you wouldn't pick monetary policy to do it.
Rosengren says the Fed's power to raise or lower interest rates is a poor tool to control high gas prices, though he said he is worried about the price at the pump.
It does serve as a tax. So you don't drive a whole lot less when oil prices go up. You still need to go to work. You still need to drop your kids off to school or to daycare or whatever else. Demand for oil doesn't change that much, even when the price of oil changes quite dramatically.
The quite dramatic change in the price of oil recently makes some other members of the Federal Reserve want to get ready to act. They argue the price of many other goods and services may well follow suit. Exactly, the overall inflation that the Federal Reserve is supposed to keep in check. But Eric Rosengren says curbing inflation by raising interest rates would be a mistake.
When we raise interest rates, we slow down the economy. It would be slowing down consumption at households. It would slow down investment for businesses. The initial effect would be that in many respects, it would make things worse.
In the end, Rosengren is less worried about high gas prices than he is about the high unemployment rate. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.